You re-signed with the Texans just in the last couple of weeks. First of all, congrats on that. But
thank you.
You had some options. You could have gone, and I know you looked around at some other places. Well, ultimately, why'd you come back here? Why'd you stay here?
I thought it was the best opportunity for me at this moment in time. I kind of looked at everything, put everything out on the table, had good conversations with O'Brien and Rick and my position coach, and I think there's something special, and I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, you had rotten luck last year with the injury. You get to miss it, but I imagine you absorbed a whole lot. And what sort of stuff did you learn watching from the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was still able to attend all the meetings. It was interesting. You know, I've never really had a serious injury like that where it put me on the sideline. So I was able to step back a little bit, get a different perspective on things, you know, kind of refresh my mind a little bit, you know, and it was just, you saw a lot of different things. I got to watch a lot of football. I got to watch some of the guys all the way down the line do certain things. You know, I would critique them in my mind, think about things I would do and improve on and watch them and speak to them. So I got a different perspective of things, you know, and some football things and, you know, just scheme-wise, I was able to kind of dive into some of that stuff.
For people that may not know, you ruptured your Achilles last year in training camp. You know, what was the average day like for you? Because you were here rehabbing, and you did it really quietly. But, you know, on your Instagram, you showed the video, and you had a lot of heartfelt words about how tough the whole battle was. But, you know, what was the time frame? How long were you doing the rehab? And each individual day, what did you have to do to sort of get back to where you are now?
Yeah, I'm at 8 months now, and they say it's a 6 to 9 deal. You know, I'm putting the final touches on it. But really, you have to be really patient the first 4 months. I was laid up in a cast for a month. I was in a boot for another month, and then in a shoe that actually had a heel lift as they, you know, they gradually bring your heel back down to floor level. And it was 4 months before I could really, really hit it hard. So I was trying to do as much as I could in those times. And, you know, once I was able to get going there about 3-4 months in, you know, I was up here early on the elliptical machine. You know, I'd get on the elliptical about 5:30 in the morning, hit the weight room at 6:30. We'd hit meetings, and when they'd go out to practice, you know, around 12, 1 o'clock, I'd be in there rehabbing the whole time, and then I'd come back and have the meetings with them too. And I was usually done with everything. If I had some things to finish up, I'd finish up after our post-practice meetings. So it was a long grind. I mean, it was 6 days a week. I was up here going through all that stuff, and I mean, it was a long time. Yeah, I just quietly just kind of I knew it was going to take a lot of work, and just consistently doing everything I could each day, doing all those reps, you know, and it's paying off because I'm at 8 months and I'm feeling great on an injury they say that's 6 to 9.